heat advisory in effect. The brutal heat continues. I think we'll be upper 90s to around 100 today, but the heat index will be from 105 to 109, dangerous territory. There'll be spotty storms around, widely scattered across the area, and sometimes big heat can produce big storms. Keep that in mind. The storms will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow and Wednesday, no relief, upper 90s, widely scattered afternoon storms around. Even Thursday and Friday will be hot with mid to upper 90s. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after two people were injured in a weekend shooting in Montgomery. Police tell us this happened just after 1 o'clock Saturday morning in the 2200 block of Spruce Street. At last check, one of the victims is in critical condition. Democratic Senator Doug Jones formally kicked off his reelection campaign Sunday. With partisan control of the Senate on the line, Republicans have said defeating Jones is a top priority in 2020. And the Montgomery Public School System is looking to sell some of its vacant and unused property. School leaders have identified a dozen unneeded schools and lots, and they're considering selling the unused property to provide money for a school district already struggling with building maintenance and student support. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at Martha Ray's Florist.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Guys, welcome back in 6 minutes after 11. Listen carefully
to I have good news. I mean, ridiculously good news. If you guys want it.
Nah.
If you don't want it, I won't give it to you. We don't have to. I got on the port side of the studio here, I have Dave Mowry. Your starboard side features Jack Campbell.
How you darn?
The aft
is your humble co-host here, Baron Coleman, having a big time. I got good news. You've got an hour of news and views left. A lot of you people thought, well, I'm so sad the show's ending. No, it's not over yet. We've got an hour left. I've got good news for you. Now, 12, you guys go get all depressed. I get that. I get that. It's a good program. I don't want people to lose it. Did you know there was a secret meeting with the Taliban that
was going to take
place? Yes, well,
Taliban. I didn't know until it became unsecret.
Do you remember when President Obama was president and he called it the Taliban? You remember that?
No.
Taliban.
And he called it Pakistan. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Pakistan.
And Taliban. He called it the Taliban. I wonder why he was so fascinated with getting it correct. And he called ISIS ISIL. That drove me crazy.
I know, right?
Yeah, what was that all about?
Because he was the founder of ISIS and wanted it to take over Israel, too. Because he's an anti-Semite and hates Jews and hates Israel.
He is an anti-Semite.
Here is what Donald J. Trump had to say about this. Unbeknownst to almost everyone, major Taliban leaders and separately the president of Afghanistan were going to secretly meet with me at Camp David on Sunday. They were coming to the United States tonight. Unfortunately, in order to build false leverage, they admitted to an attack in Kabul that killed one of our great soldiers and 11 other people. I immediately canceled the meeting, called off peace negotiations. What kind of people would kill so many in order to seemingly strengthen their bargaining position? They only made it worse. If they cannot agree to ceasefire during these very important peace talks and would even kill 12 innocent people, then they probably don't have the power to negotiate a meaningful agreement anyway. How many more decades are they willing?
Well, and then they come back with something like, you've made a big mistake and we're going to make sure you pay for it. That's basically fine. Is what they said.
That's fine. Why don't we stop cultivating heroin in Afghanistan? I just remind you people, Afghanistan produced about 3% of the world's heroin before the Afghanistan war. Now it's like 80%. We've got American soldiers watching over opium fields. This is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Bush administration policy, later turned Trump administration policy. So, speaking of crops, so far so good. This is the headline from AL Daily News. Actually, it's the AP headline. So far so good for the state's hemp crop as THC tests pass muster. Samples of Alabama's hemp crop are in line with state law so far. State inspectors have taken samples from hemp growers producing their first crops of the plant. Alabama Agricultural Commissioner Rick Pate said that so far, samples from 45 licensed growers have all tested below the 0.3% THC level that's required by state law. So good for them. We need to get in touch with some of these people.
Yeah.
I want to market a specific type of CBD oil. But I got to have a grower willing to work with us.
Really?
Maybe we could talk to Rick Pate and get in touch with some of these people.
Maybe.
Yeah, very
about
specific.
That, I don't want to say her name on the air.
Nah, don't be saying anybody's name.
No, but they're in the farming business up in that part of the neck of the woods.
What neck of the woods?
Huntsville area.
Farming business?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Everybody, that's who I thought you were talking about. David Johnson, owner of Bama Green in Cherokee County, said he's grown about 1,000 hemp plants. Half of them are in pots in a greenhouse. The others planted in ground outdoors. He said they've been doing poinsettias since 1983.
Poinsettias?
Yeah. He said we're kind of experimenting. He said the hemp has done well. He's used many of his techniques for growing flowers. Most of the producers have already harvested the hemp, and now they're sending it to a processor to turn it into CBD oil. If anybody knows any of these people, anybody knows any of these CBD growing people, these hemp people, contact me.
What are you going to say to them? You have some ideas?
I got an idea that I think will explode.
Really?
In Alabama, yeah.
Oh, you know.
Nobody's doing it.
No, you know, share with Dave and me because you're afraid.
No, I'll be happy.
I'm not going to say it on the air.
I'll share with everybody. If I say it on the air, someone else will use it.
I know. I'm only teasing, Baron.
Not worried about you two. Worried about all these.
It'll be proprietary.
Worried about everybody who listens. It's proprietary. That's the key.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of proprietary stuff going around.
That's the key. Millennials freaking out over a nationwide shortage of White Claw.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, Baron.
White Claw's disgusting.
What is White Claw?
Classy people drink Truly.
I was going to say, you were just telling me that you really like one of these.
Truly's amazing.
What's the difference?
White Claw tastes gross.
Now, you'd think that I would know, but I don't.
What are these, craft beers or something?
No, it's just seltzer water with a shot of vodka in there, and it's flavored.
Oh, and it's bottled?
Yeah, and it's canned.
Canned?
It is canned vodka soda with a little bit of flavor, like a squeeze of lime or a squeeze of orange or a squeeze of cherry.
Cranberry? Or...
Yeah, it's just a splash. I mean, just
a hint.
Very lightly flavored. Truly's owned by Boston Beer Company, makers of Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
You buy 24 of them at at Costco for like $22.
Really?
It's amazing.
Jeez.
I know.
What's the calorie?
100 a drink. 100 Same calories. As a shot of vodka.
Okay.
Because the rest is just seltzer water.
Yeah.
I don't see why anyone would ever drink a beer again while this stuff's available.
Does beer taste good?
Well, beer does taste good, but so does vodka soda.
Tastes okay.
Would you rather drink a beer or a vodka and soda?
There was a, you know, that's a toss-up these days. In the old days, it would have always been a beer, but...
Getting old.
Well, yeah.
The beer has all those extra calories.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If that didn't count, then you'd drink beer.
Yeah, but I mean, a Sam Adams, 240 calories. Truly, 100.
Some of those,
If I'm going to drink 10 of these, I mean, I got...
Right, exactly.
Well, fraternity brother's mother once told me, we were in California, said, why are you drinking vodka and water? She says, Jack, I don't drink for taste. I drink for effect. So, having said that, I would do the vodka.
There you go. It's a shot of vodka, usually some sort of, or an unaged sugar alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like rum, but it's not aged, and it doesn't taste like rum. And you just add some soda.
Pour it over ice, or just drink it out of the can cold?
Drink it out of the can cold.
Mm-hmm.
Three drinks, it's gone.
Pour it out of your Yeti cooler, Jack.
I mean, is it like in a 12-ounce can, like a normal beer?
Yeah, okay. But a slim, tall can, so it's pretty.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty. Yeah.
Looks like a
Michelob Ultra.
Looks like a Red Bull or an Ultra.
Yeah.
Ultra's the worst thing on the planet.
Ugh.
If you drink Michelob Ultra, you're not my friend.
I used to drink it all the time.
Oh, it's so gross, though.
Well, it is, but...
Michelob Ultra is so
I mean,
horrific.
It literally tastes like watered-down beer.
It's awful. What's the ABV of a Michelob Ultra?
Probably right at 3. Like, well, I'm going to guess 3.9.
It is 4.2%.
That was close.
95 calories. So I could put up with the horrific taste of a Michelob Ultra, or I could pound one of these Trulies.
Mm-hmm.
Trulies 5%. Oh. Anyway, apparently there's a nationwide shortage of White Claw. The nation has been declawed. Anyway, this article led me to read a whole history of hard seltzers and the people who really tried to push it early on.
Yeah.
And how they were brewing it at home and people, they couldn't get any nationwide beer person to pick it up because people were like, what the hell are we going to do with this? It doesn't have any flavor. They've got Truly on draft at the Renaissance. They have Truly on draft.
Wow.
The greatest thing I've ever had.
Known early
vodka drink on?
Yes, on draft. It's amazing.
Is it? Well, I guess so. If it's a seltzer,
yes.
Is it clear?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. On draft.
Okay.
On draft. One Twitter user says, I can only blame myself for the White Claw shortage since I'm the one who drank most of them. White Claw tried to be reassuring, responding, we have the best team in the business working.
Now, do you ever do the thing, Baron, where you add, you know, where you're like, not enough vodka in this.
No.
Add vodka to the...
No. Because I found, you know what? Maybe this is just a sign that I'm getting old. But I found that 5% or less is the perfect amount of alcohol in a drink. That if you get up towards 6, 7% in a beer, it hits you differently.
Oh, that's
really
sure.
Baron.
Yes, and it's not as fun, and you get hungover, and you start feeling sluggish and hungry, and you end up eating too much, and you got those, you know, weed munchies, you get that kind of like peaceful, like, man, I could use some chips.
Beer munchies is kind of like that, I will pull a gun out and kill you if you don't give me a sandwich right now. It's a different kind of hungry.
Well, that is
an aggressive kind of hungry.
Yeah, mean, angry hungry.
Yeah.
But if you drink 5%, you can drink all night.
Well, you shouldn't.
You don't get drunk at 5%.
You don't drink that high alcohol stuff.
I'm not a big fan of it.
No, because bad things happen.
Makes your tongue thick.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're blotto.
Yeah, at least.
Who's this?
Viva Leclerc.
Yes. Charles Leclerc winning two in a row and fending off a five-time, nay, make that soon-to-be six-time world champion for 25
exactly.
laps. What a race. What a great
Super
race.
Super kid.
Yeah. He's not going to win this next one, though.
Probably not. No.
No. They're going back to the high downforce tracks, and Mercedes is going to run away.
David, how you doing?
Doing good, Jack. How are you?
I can't complain, man.
All right. Hey, the secret to drinking Michelob Ultra is you have to get it super cold to where it's literally on the point of frosting.
Yeah.
And then drink it, and then it's good.
No.
If you drink it,
it's still not
fridge,
good. It's still terrible. It's just so cold you can't taste it.
Right.
There's a difference.
Correct.
I mean, it's like any other light beer.
Hey, listen,
you know?
There's a wonderful restaurant in town, and I'm not making fun of them at all. I'm not knocking them. I encourage people to go to it. But they advertise 29 degree beer.
Right.
You cannot taste beer at 29 degrees. You cannot taste it. Beer should be consumed at about 50 or 55 degrees.
No.
Yeah, I like mine about like 36, 38, right around
that
there.
That sounds good to me.
Well, so that's, at 29, you are. I mean, it's so cold, it numbs the mouth when it goes
that's
in.
That's all right.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah. That's the only way to choke down a Bud Light, though.
So I get that.
You mean
Natty Light or Any a Miller Light or a
oh, don't talk about
Light?
Natty Light. Our phones will light up.
Now, have you seen the CL Smooth commercial where they say it's the official beer to drink in the morning or whatever? I like the fact that they're just embracing their audience of, you know, belligerent drunks who like to watch football.
The official beer of morning drinking.
Yeah. Hey, you know you're a drunk when you got a drink before you go to work.
Well, I'll tell you what, that 11 a.m. kickoff on a Saturday morning.
David, don't judge us. I mean, we got to provide.
Playing at 11.
I don't know, but
oh,
if you,
just at any 11 o'clock. Oh, yeah.
You remember the JP game of the week?
We got to provide 3 hours.
Jefferson
somehow, you know?
Pilot. Yes.
I still call it that. The 11 o'clock game? Yeah, or like.
It's 11:30.
Yeah, or whatever.
But when
is,
you were the JP kickoff, you start drinking like 8:15.
Yeah.
And they had every one of their announcers was named Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you're drinking before you have your first bowl of cereal or a slice of toast, you're officially a drunk.
Yeah, but if you drink Coors Light, you don't need any of that. You get
Well, let me tell you, there's nothing better than a cold beer if you're shaking like a puppy passing a peach pit, then a beer will do you good.
We'll be back, David. Thanks for your call.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on U.S. 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard & Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Welcome back, 23 minutes after 11 o'clock.
That is one of my all-time favorite songs.
Great,
because it's so true.
Oh, it's absolutely true. The Weezer cover is horrific. Have you heard it?
No, but we were talking about that Weezer album of, like, it's just them, like, doing, you know, rock and roll karaoke.
It's honestly the worst I've ever heard. It's the worst. It's the worst cover I've ever heard. They should have just owned it and done their own stuff instead of, am I drinking Zima 2.0? Let me tell you.
Zima?
This truly, in White Claw, it is not Zima. Zima was a malt beverage that had flavor.
Yeah.
Like a malt beverage flavor.
I remember, and lesbians loved it. And
they still do.
Do they?
Well, I don't know. They you could get it for,
it came in a clear bottle, and it was kind of scalloped.
Yeah, so it had like beveling or whatever.
Yeah. And it was real pretty, but it was nasty.
I mean, it tasted like beer mixed with Sprite or St. Ides mixed with Sprite.
St. Ides?
Yeah, I mean, that's a malt liquor.
The Crooked Eye?
Yeah.
There ain't nothing worse than malt liquor.
Oh, got it. Well, I mean, Zima is malt liquor.
I know.
You Edward 40 Hands on me?
You know.
You remember the little Mickey's grenades?
You know that? Oh, God, yeah. Come on, man.
13
Big Mouth?
13.5% beer.
Do you remember Schlitz malt liquor, David?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, I got
Edward 40 Hands was like just was before my time, but like I'd have been good at that.
I did it once
because I can drink beer pretty fast.
Yeah, but when you're doing it with St. Ides, it's pretty strong.
Mm.
Pretty strong. Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223, 567-4223. Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, been with us for over 5 years. And the reason is because the advertising works. I cannot tell you how many people in our audience have called Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. And right now, they're calling her more than you could ever imagine. Because right now, Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage are in record low rate environments. The rates right now are so low, I don't even know what to tell you. if you've ever bought a house. I mean, ever. There's some of y'all that still got 5, 6, 8, 10-year-old mortgages. And you think, well, I've been paying the same mortgage 10 years. I don't want to start over. You're not starting over. You're just cutting payments. Mm-hmm. You're cutting costs. Stop being dense. Call her. 567-4223. Let's say your mortgage payment right now is $1,500 a month, but it could be $1,100. Are you going to be stubborn and just not call it? It's like $5,000 a year. Let's say right now you're due to pay your mortgage off in 20 years, but it could be 12, and you're paying the same amount. You're going to not call her? Or are you going to pay that extra house payment for 8 years? Call her right now, 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, Equal Opportunity Lender. Donkey Lori.
Good morning, y'all.
How you doing?
Doing good. I just wanted to say, if anybody else didn't catch it, I'm on lack of sleep right now because my mom was in a horrible accident. She's okay, but I'm tired. But I caught it, Baron. You're like, this is how you get the munchies from a weed high. It's all chill and like, I think I'll have some chips. You're like, come here. How do you know what a weed munchie high is?
He's heard.
You see movies.
Yes.
You look in the mirror, you know.
You read about it in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
It's Thursday.
You take the word of good friends and family. Yes. Compile your information.
You're counting down till noon.
Anyway, I just thought it was cute as pie. And you're going to totally rip on the beer that I drink. I know you're going to slaughter it. Okay, because it's... You can't stand Bud Light. I drink Bud Light Lime. You think less of me as a person now, don't you?
I do.
I know.
Here's the deal. You don't have to drink that stuff. You understand there are high quality beverage options available.
My brother drinks the Truly thing, and I'm like, what's up with the gay drink? And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, you're gay. But I get it. But I can't drink the Truly bubbly, fizzy things. And I love the taste of beer. I don't want all the calories.
Yeah, but they have.
Wait. You love this beer, and you don't want all the calories, yet you drink
Bud Light
beer. Watered down beer.
That's also flavored with a mixture of sugar and lime flavoring.
I know.
This is killing you, Lori.
I need to go to beer church, get redeemed, and figure out which, you know. I love the taste.
Oh, you're not Catholic, huh?
No, not at all.
Well, I go to beer church.
But, like, I love the taste of beer.
I love the taste of beer.
If I drink the Bud Light Lime, then I'm doing, like, I'm really drinking more water than beer. So you think it's, no, I'm not.
I love the taste of beer as much as anybody. I really do. I genuinely like beer. I don't like browns, and I don't like, you know, some light beers, but I genuinely like the taste of beer. I like,
Corona. Is Corona okay?
Corona's got a really low alcohol content and a huge sugar content. And so I don't quite understand the fascination with Corona, but I'm not knocking it. If you like it, you know what the best beer is? The one you like.
It's truth.
That's the best beer. People say, what's the best beer to eat with a filet? The one that you, what's the best wine to drink with a filet? The one you like. You know?
Okay, the one I had the other night when we all went out to Mexican after work was a Sol. S-O-L. And with a lime in it. Now, you can see I'm trending with the very light colored beers, with the lime in it. So
okay. I do think less of you, but I'm not going to knock you.
Well, I just want to know how you know what a munchie from, you know, cannabis is like. That's right. You compiled all that information.
Someone talked to me about it.
Yeah, okay, people told him about it.
I asked
y'all Jack. Have a blessed day.
Thanks. I asked Jack. He told me. You're the one that told me, right?
What?
What a weed munchie.
He learned it by watching you, all right?
Yeah.
I learned it from watching you. That was a commercial.
Yeah.
That was the drug campaign.
Yeah.
Where did you learn about this?
Well, why do you think I brought it up?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
Trisha. Trisha? Trisha?
Technical difficulties.
Trisha butt dialed the program.
No, she answered. I think she thought she could get away and have a conversation with somebody. Hey, Trisha, are you there? Nope, she's gone.
Call back.
We tried. Fecal pollution?
Well,
the Gulf of Mexico?
Why
does fecal mean what I think it means?
No, it was feckless.
Craziness in the Bahamas after Dorian went through there. Man. Now, it didn't do anything to the United States, really. Got a few people some water. But the scale of devastation in the Bahamas is just incredible. Do you understand that Bahamas had multiple deep water ports that no longer exist?
Really?
Yeah. It wiped the deep water port out. Like, it changed the underwater topography to where deep water ports are now shallow water ports, so they can't get relief supplies in.
Oh, my God.
They also can't get it in on fixed wing aircraft because
The runways
are torn up, and there's no power.
Mm-mm-mm.
And there's no fuel to refuel them once they're there. They'll be stuck.
Yikes.
Lots going on at the Bahamas.
Sounds like a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, we dodged a real bullet by having this. But you know who's going to fix the Bahamas?
Who's that?
The United States.
Oh.
United States military will go in there, and they'll rebuild, and they'll clear all that stuff out because our military has gone from being built to fight and win wars to being built to rebuild devastated foreign countries. I mean, that's just the reality. Vinyl set to outsell CDs for the first time since 1986.
CDs.
Jack, wait, you can't say that.
I did say it.
You can't say that.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. I think we all know what you're talking about, Jack.
CDs. Yeah, last time CDs outsold vinyl, or vinyl outsold CDs, this song came out. 1986. Is that the year this came out?
I think so, yeah.
You like this song, Baron?
I love this song. I love the Bangles. Their name rock. Susanna Hoff? She's still hot. We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at CallDixie.com.
License number 15033.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi again, everybody. Once again today, heat advisory in effect. The brutal heat continues. I think we'll be upper 90s to around 100 today, but the heat index will be from 105 to 109, dangerous territory. There'll be spotty storms around, widely scattered across the area, and sometimes big heat can produce big storms. Keep that in mind. The storms will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow and Wednesday, no relief, upper 90s, widely scattered afternoon storms around. Even Thursday and Friday will be hot with mid to upper 90s. From the National Weather Association Conference in Huntsville, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
guys. Welcome back in 37 minutes after 11 o'clock. She wasn't worth all the time that you spent. She had all the man. Recorded right here in the Yellowhammer State, Dave.
Yeah.
Heirloom Jewelers. Speaking of right here in the Yellowhammer State, how about that yellow metal? Gold hitting ridiculous highs. I mean ridiculous highs. Actually starting to cool off a little bit. Now might be the time that it's hit a multi-year high. And it may not get any higher than this, actually. So that yellow metal laying around your house, the scrap gold you have just sitting around. I mean, you might turn in anything from $20 to $200 to $2,000. The diamonds, the rubies, the sapphires, the emeralds, the amethyst, the pearls, the coral, whatever you have laying around. Guys, you could turn that into stuff, too. You can turn that into cash money, cold, hard cash. Or they'll write you a check, which is just as good as money. Take it to your bank account, put it in there. They'll give you digital currency in exchange. So get by when you get the opportunity. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Search the whole house. Scour. And ask yourself, with every piece of jewelry you pick up, would I pay cash for this today? Because if the answer to that question is no, then take it to Heirloom Jewelers, because they'll put cash in your pocket, and you will have turned it into cash.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you pick up a piece of jewelry and you say, would I pay $2,000 cash for this today? If the answer is no, put it in the car, get ready to take it to Heirloom Jewelers. Would I pay $500 for this necklace? No. Heirloom Jewelers. Would I pay $3,000 for this brooch? No. Heirloom Jewelers. You take it to Heirloom Jewelers. You take it to Heirloom Jewelers, and you get cash for your jewelry that you otherwise wouldn't pay. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228, the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Maine is doing something interesting. It's going to be the first state in the country to do ranked
choice
balloting.
They passed an amendment, I think, in 2017, because the congressman up there, the Republican got more first place votes, but the Democrat got more first and second, and so he won and they sued, yada, yada, yada. But now they're doing it for the presidential race, right?
Yep. Doing it in the presidential race, ranked choice balloting, the first time ever it'll be used in a presidential primary. Whether or not it will be ready in time for this presidential primary, we don't know. We don't know. Because of the way Maine has a weird deal. If the governor doesn't sign a bill, then it doesn't become law until 90 days after the next legislative session. So they have a chance to either fix it or fund it or whatever. They think it costs about $150,000 extra dollars to do this in the primaries. But she let it become law. Ranked balloting is really cool if you don't know what it is. Just imagine you have, let's say, five choices. We'll do three, since there are three radio hosts on this program. You get to choose who your favorite radio host is by ranked balloting, all right? And so at the end of the first round of ballots, Jack Campbell gets a third of the first place votes. I get a third of the first place votes. Dave Mallory gets a third of the first place votes. But there's a slight discrepancy, and it's not exactly a third, a third, a third. So they kick out the lowest ranked one. Say I came in lowest. I was actually 32.9, and you guys were like 33.1 and 33.2 or something like that. So they kicked me out because I was the lowest place. Well, then they only have a third for each. But they look at all my votes and say, well, if we took Barron's votes out, who are the second choice options? And they look at who is the second choice option of all my votes. And whoever ends up with a majority once those votes are allocated becomes the new winner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how ranked balloting choices work. This harms outsider candidates and rewards name ID and establishment candidates, which is why they're doing it. Because a guy like Donald Trump might be the first place of consideration of 25 or 30 or 40%, and in a 19-way primary, that makes him first overall. But if you do ranked balloting, he's almost second choice of nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You're either his first choice or his last. He's either your first choice or last choice. And so this is a way to take the extremes and make sure we always get an establishment, name ID friendly, corporate friendly, media friendly,
globalist
corporatist to represent at all times. So that's what's going on up in Maine. I'm just showing you how they're trying to make sure Donald Trump.
Well, who's the U.S.
again.
Senator from Maine?
August
Angus King.
And who's the other one?
There's the other senator from Maine.
Poor thing.
Like talking into a fan.
Donald Trump has another Republican challenger in the primary, speaking of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Mark Sanford, most famous for telling people he was going hiking and instead flying to Argentina.
Well, he said he was going hiking in the Appalachian Trail.
Uh-huh.
And Trump was talking about it after it happened and said, yeah, and this guy, he ends up on the Tallahassee Trail.
Well, you know.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
What if he just said he was going on the AT, and what he really meant was he's going to Argentina, like Tierra del Fuego,
right,
you know?
Right. Argentina.
Boy, Chris Wallace pushed him on that in his interview with him yesterday.
He interviewed Mark Sanford?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Mark Sanford actually announced that he is definitely running, and he announced it during an interview with Chris Wallace.
Well, and Chris Wallace gave him the platform because Chris Wallace is a globalist corporatist and hates Trump.
Yeah, but he pressed him, man. He was tough on him, which I don't like Chris Wallace, but he said, you know, what people remember you most for is you lied and you said he said, listen, I paid for that. I came out. I apologized. I, you know, that was 10 years ago. But it will still be it'll haunt him the rest of his
life. He certainly paid for it.
Yes, he did.
He was governor at the time, right?
He was.
He'd gone from Congress to governor.
He finished his term out, and then did he get beat in the primary? Yeah. And then he ran for Congress.
He was
won.
A congressman for a while, yeah.
For like two terms, I think.
And then Trump tweeted out that he liked the opponent, and the opponent won, and then she lost to a Democrat.
And so that was Chris Wallace was saying, was this sour grapes that you're,
right.
This is your, you know, revenge on the guy that, he said, oh, no, not at all, not at all. Yeah, right.
Yeah, not at all.
I don't think it matters.
No, I
don't.
Well, I mean, but you know, he says, you know, this government, you know, he was talking about Trump brags on being the deficit king and all this stuff, and that's all he kept talking about. But it was really funny. His argument was, I want to bring the party back to what it was, what its traditional values were. And he kept saying, let's have a conversation about, and he must have used the word conversation 20 times. And I'm thinking, no, Trump is taking the party in the right direction. He's getting it away from these old establishment globalist corporatist whores. And anyway.
Interesting.
It was an interesting interview. But
Midtown Pizza Kitchen, mark your calendars for September 19th. You might have a surprise appearance from one F. Jackson Campbell III. We're having a comedy night that night, Campbell.
I'll be there. Now, you know, whether we asked
we asked if Jack wanted to help MC or if he just wanted to participate. He said, I'll tell you at the door.
No, I won't tell you at the door. I'll tell you well before that, but I just don't know.
He's working.
David said I couldn't stand up for 10 minutes.
No, I did not say that. I just don't know if you have 10 minutes of material or you realize how long 10 minutes is.
10 minutes a long
when you're
time.
Standing up there and trying to wing it.
10 minutes is a long time on a microphone.
I've never been behind a podium, guys, okay?
Well,
I know what 10 minutes is.
We know that. I know, but
I was like, what?
Well, Jack, put it this way though. Would you let a candidate go without a prepared speech?
No,
just wing it? Guys, I got this. We're going to do something.
I will say this, you know, Don Rickles never wrote any material down.
And I believe what I said was that if you want to get up there and do a Rickles routine, I'll get up there with you. And we will have everybody in the audience hating us and calling in the next day talking about how terrible that was.
But we don't want to do that to Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Not on September 19th. People will be seated in the private dining room there between 6 and 7. The entertainment will kick off at 7. Come get a meal. Come get a beer. Come get a glass of wine. Come get some appetizers.
Is that a Wednesday?
Thursday.
Oh, see, that wouldn't do it on a Wednesday because it's Wind Down Wednesday.
Wind Down Wednesday.
2 for 1 and you're doing jokes? Ooh, no.
Well, they don't need a draw.
People get real carried away on Wind Down Wednesday.
It'll be a fun night, though.
It'll be a fun night. Midtown Pizza Kitchen got a great thing. They've got, you know what's on the menu now?
Cheese ravioli.
Cheese ravioli with meat sauce. Had it last week.
And it was so good.
Is that sandwich on? I think they're putting it on.
I haven't looked at the sandwich menu. But it's cheese ravioli's on the new menu.
That's what the secret was last week, is they're getting a new menu. And I knew it and I didn't say a word, but nobody told me.
It looks so good, too.
Oh, I know.
It looks so good. We'll be back.
Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. I took her one. not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. Guys, 10 minutes left to the top of the hour.
Fantasy could never be so killing. I feel free.
My friend Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto, right there at the corner of Perry and Jefferson. He's downtown. Get by there and get a chance. Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto. The guy's been managing fleets of equipment and big cars and small cars and heavy equipment, heavy trucks and everything else. So get by when you have a chance. Get by when you have a chance. Perry and Jefferson, right downtown. Mike Jenkins, Jenkins Tire and Auto. He can handle anything, big truck, small truck. And it's just an absolutely amazing experience. You go in there, tires, routine maintenance, even you know, get a noise or get some, or just the car stops running, won't start in your driveway, whatever it is.
That's always a bad feeling.
Yeah, you're telling me. Get by there when you get a chance. Jenkins Tire and Auto, right downtown. I mean, right downtown, one block off Madison. You can't miss it. Can't miss it. They'll get you working back. Don't worry about all that kind of stuff. Just drop your car off. Just they want you to just focus on dropping your car off, running about your day, and worrying as little as possible about your car. That's what Jenkins Tire and Auto wants you to do.
The difficult they do immediately. The impossible takes about 15 minutes.
Yeah, there you go. But.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. How are you, bud?
No complaints. Got a question for you. This new method of voting that you were just describing, that seems like that would violate the one person, one vote principle.
Yeah, you'd think so, but it doesn't. It's been held constitutional by the Supreme Court in the past.
Is it sort of similar to what they call instant runoff?
Yes, basically. It's basically instant runoff.
But can you win with... Can somebody win? Somebody can win with less first place votes.
Yes.
See, and that's the problem.
Yes.
I think.
Oftentimes the winner wins with fewer first place votes.
Right.
Oftentimes.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, if you're everybody's number two choice.
Right.
then like you're kind of in, yeah, you're kind of sitting in the catbird seat,
yeah,
right?
So what you do is you run an inoffensive, it rewards people who run inoffensive high name ID type campaigns.
Well, yeah, and you get the guy that's like, he's a good guy. Yeah. He's not going to hurt anything, you know.
And so there are three people in a race and two of them are fighting.
Right.
Guess who's going to win?
Oh, well, the other guy. You know, I was worried when you started talking about that because I think Jack would probably get more votes than both of us combined.
Yeah.
Jack would just win outright, even with ranked choice.
Probably would.
You know?
That's a good point. Let's not do that.
We're not having a ranked choice vote here, bud.
Yeah, we're not even having a vote here.
I guess we need to do like the Democrats, vote early and vote often.
Yes. Yeah. In alphabetical order from the cemetery.
Exactly. That's the only way to offset that. That just seems very insane that you have one vote for that position, but that your vote is going to be counted multiple times. For various
candidates. Well, no, your vote isn't counted multiple times. Each person's vote only counts once. It's just whether or not their first place, second place, or third place vote is the one that counts, if that makes sense. The old way that they used to keep the Tuskegee City Council all white, where they would give you multiple votes, that way's gone. You can't do that. The Supreme Court weighed in and said that's illegal. And the reality was you had a city that was 10 or 20% white that had 100% white city council. They said you can't do that anymore. But the ranked choice voting, Bud's vote will only count once. It's just we don't know whether we're going to count his first place, his second place, or his third place vote.
Yeah. Georgia used to have the county unit system. And that was kind of like a, that was basically like an electoral college, but for, you know, but for a state. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't based on population or anything. It was based on size.
Well, I mean, you know what violates one man, one vote? Thanks for your call, Bud. You know what violates one man, one vote?
What's that?
United States Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly. Because my vote in Alabama counts a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Than the California vote. Also, the presidential election contest violates one man, one vote. Yeah. But it does it constitutionally because it is the constitutional way.
Did you see the thing where there was one of these guys, I don't remember what it was, I don't remember if he's liberal or conservative, I don't know the bent on it. But what he said was, if the Electoral College wasn't in the Constitution, it would be illegal.
100%.
And then everybody came in and they said, well, if this wasn't in the Constitution, if that wasn't in the Constitution, but what he was saying is basically what you were saying.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, certain people's votes count for more or less or whatever. But you know what? Look, we don't have a perfect system. We have the system that we got, people. And you know what I've noticed, Baron? Better than any other system.
I think our system's quite perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's... I like
the fact that the United States Senate violates one man, one vote. I like the fact that the presidential nominating contest violates one man, one vote.
Here's a hot take.
Yeah. I like that it does.
Okay.
Because one man, one vote is absolutely ludicrous. It's one of the dumbest, stupidest things ever. One man, one vote gives us bicameral legislatures that are just two popular percentage-based population apportion. Nebraska is the only honest state legislature in the country.
Yeah?
Because they have a unicameral legislature.
And nonpartisan, technically.
Well, technically, but the Republicans.
You know who's who and who and what's what.
But they
it's Nebraska. They're all Republicans except like three of them.
But in Alabama, if we had 67 senators, one for each county, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're protecting something. There's a reason to have a separate body.
I see.
But if you're just going to have two populist state legislative bodies, what's the point of having two? Just have one. Get over it. 4 minutes till the top of the hour. Trish.
Hey. Y'all were talking earlier. Well, I wanted to volunteer to help count ballots.
Okay.
First of all. I've listened on and off all day, so I'm off topic right now.
It's okay.
And I used to drink Mickey's also, but by the gallon jug, not these little things you're talking about.
By the gallon? Oh, a 64 ounce.
When you get a... Yeah, we got a gallon of a case of gallon jugs of Mickey's.
Didn't those have
on the inside?
Yeah, but didn't it also have like the little ring up top? You know, like a big jug of wine.
Yeah, it had the big wide mouth opening.
Yeah, the handle thing. Like
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a few of those in my day, Trisha.
Oh my goodness. But I want to know what this Edward Scissorhands thing is, because I think I've missed out.
So I think
you have
so
not
too,
missed out. I can assure you.
I think from what I know, you and I are roughly the same age or era, and it's after our time. But what they would do is they take 40s and they tape them to your hands.
They duct tape them to your hands.
And you can't do anything. You can't use the restroom without help. You can't until you finish them.
and you can't spill them. You got to drink them.
And I didn't hear about this until much after my 40 drinking career had ended.
Oh my goodness!
Because I'm just telling you, I'd have been a god.
Yeah,
I would have been. I would have been the king of Edward 40 hands.
Well, I'm going to tell you that I have been known to once or twice funnel a 40 ounce of malt liquor.
Gosh, Trisha.
I was a drinking god in high school.
Trisha. We should
I might have had a problem.
We should hang out more.
Yeah.
I like where you're going with this.
I'm reformed now.
Oh, me too.
Isn't that terrible? Can you imagine?
I cannot imagine the belching that took place after 40 ounces of St. Ides came going down the wash.
I don't even think about it. I was like 90 pounds.
I know. The other thing, too. Do you ever go like, God, did we used to do that?
Oh.
Why? You could just drink it.
Let me tell you. Not too many years ago, I was back home and someone pulled out.
Last week?
A VHS tape of a high school spring break we had in Panama City. Thanks for your call, Trisha. And let's just say I watched it in horror. And I thought, my God, if this tape ever comes out publicly.
Oh, dude.
I won't have any friends or family. I won't know anything.
No, I mean, you just have to pull a Shaggy. Wasn't me.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me.
That is not me.
I don't know who that guy
was. They're like, hey, Baron Coleman, George B. Coleman at, 1941 Smith Street in wherever, Tennessee, would you like to do X, Y, and Z? Yes, I would. Here's my ID card and my Social Security number.
Not me.
It wasn't me.
I don't know what.
I don't even know those dudes. Don't even know who that is.
Didn't even look like me.
Not me.
I would not have had that haircut.
Wrong.
I would not have had that haircut.
Wrong.
You know better than that. Guys,
Well, this is a fun day.
I'm so glad
cameras... We got the week started out right.
I'm so glad cameras went around. Cell phones went around when I was a kid. Holy mackerel. All right, our number 272-9228. Get it put in your phone because that applies to the Dan Morris Show also, which is right around the bend. Joey Clark will be here for the Dan Morris Show. He'll be here for Happy Hour with Greg Bedell. He'll be here...